Clown Motel.
Yeah, this is Luther.
Clown Motel.
And I need 3 rooms for 3 days.
You're starting when?
Starting now. I'm going to come in. It's going to be me, my weights, my barbells, and 3 days of just working out.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to spread.
Call me back when you're serious.
Clown Motel?
Yeah, I'm looking for a place to spread out here.
I don't know what that means, spread out.
I need a room.
We have rooms there. $34.50 a night is little.
Yeah, okay, now look, it's going to be me, my weights, and just a whole bunch of working out, pumping iron, okay? For 3 rooms.
There's only 5 rooms left.
Well, I need 3 of them for me and my weights. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come out there, I'm going to unload all my dumbbells and barbells, okay?
You mean put them in the rooms?
Yeah, I'm going to spread everything out. I got some artillery in there as well.
Just, well, we got 2 queen-size beds in each room. There's not a lot of room in those.
I'm going to spread everything out.
I don't know what that means.
I'm going to take stock of what I've got.
Right.
I'm going to pump frickin' iron for 2 to 3 days straight, and then we'll settle up at the end. Sound good?
Well, you can't let the barbells drop on the floor where it could, we had carpet and tile in there.
I'll settle up with you at the end of my stay. And you
need to do is go down to Joel's.
No. You can assess the damage at the end of my stay. Okay?
Well, yeah, I'm probably not interested. If you know, that sounds sounds like you do damage to motels or something. Yeah, we're filling up every night without any problems.
Yeah, well, I'm on my way. I've got 2 Humvees full of barbells here, and I'm on my way down there.
Okay, well, I'm saying you gotta go talk to Joel. Well, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do that for you.
Charlie, you're not hearing me.
I am hearing. I don't want you down there. I'm the owner, and if you're going to do any damage to the rooms, I don't want you down there. That's it.
Just assess the damage at the end of my stay.
You probably make a lot of noise with the customers next door and stuff.
Oh, I'm going to be eating raw meat in the rooms, pumping iron for 24 hours at a time.
Yeah, I'm not interested. You need to find a hotel.
I'm going to be down there in about 5 minutes. I got a Humvee here. I got 2 Humvees.
I'm going to tell Joe not to rent to you. You sound like you're not too sane.
What do you mean there?
Well, you sound crazy. I don't want you down there. We have cement floors and tile in all the rooms. I can't have you dropping iron on any of that stuff.
Fella, you're the Clown Motel, right?
Yeah, we are. I know that. And we sell out every night is what I'm trying to tell you. We don't need any extra problems.
I want to spread out. And I want to lift my...
Yeah, I think we're going to pass this time. You need to go find another motel.
Dude, I'm bonded with the state.
Well, I don't care if you're bonded. That's not the place to have that kind of... You don't want that kind of thing to happen.
Why not?
Because it sounds to me like you're more problem than just the little $40 we get per night for a room. So, I'll call Joe. Go on down there, but I'll call Joe.
No, I've already talked to Joe.
Well, then, what did he say?
He said he wanted a cash deposit, and I told him no.
Well, then you need to find another motel. It's that simple.
I'm going to knock you guys into each other. How's that sound to you?
Yeah, I don't. You know what? One more word out of your mouth like that, and you're going to jail.
How does that sound? I'm
having dinner with my family. I don't need you to call me up and threaten me. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Pahrump, partner.
Well, why are you calling me and giving me this shit for?
I'm on my way down there. I got weights to lift here, pal.
Yeah, but you're not going to lift them in my motel. It's that simple.
The hell I'm not.
You want to bet? The cops will be waiting for you. You go on down.
I'm going to spread everything out that I've got. I've got 4 anvils.
Hello.
Yeah, what are your rates over there?
Just the guy with the weights? For the weight? The guy with the weights?
Not weights, rates.
Rates are $34.50 plus tax, but if you got...
We're full tonight. We're full.
If you got the weights, I don't want you there.
No? How about I knock you around a little bit?
Say again? What'd you say? How about you? You're threatening me now. Are you in? That's not available. Hold it.
No, hold it.
Where are you located right now? I'll come down and see you.
I'm en route to
you. Can do whatever you want. Are you serious or what are you doing?
I'm a serious weightlifter.
What's your name?
Luther.
Luther what?
Luther Manhole.
Okay, I don't know what you're doing, but I don't need you screwing with me. I'm having dinner with my family.
I got the cash.
You got something wrong with you. I don't want you here.
I'm going to knock you around.
Quit saying you're going to knock me on my ass. I'm tired of that shit. Shut your fucking mouth and get the fuck off the phone and don't call me back.
I'll knock you down.
Yeah, this is David Dunroy. I left a message for you last day, I think it was, before you told me to call back, because, you know, I'm not in California, and I asked you to send me this. You should have gave me one when I was there. Would have been easier. I didn't need the new one. I needed this last year's issue. I didn't care about the new one. I wouldn't have to keep calling and begging for it, because you were supposed to call me back. If you call me back, or you got the information, and you are sending it, I need to know if you're sending it, because when I come in June, I'm going to ask for it then, and you have to give it to me then. I'm going to do my errands again, and I kind of swing by there again. I'm still waiting, so call me back, and if I don't pick up my cell phone, leave a message. My cell phone's not going to work right now, because I'm having some money problems, so I'm waiting for some money to come in. I don't know what I have on my phone. I live in a motel. I have to live here till I find an apartment. Little money problems. So if you call room number 207, that's my room number.
Thank you for calling the Budget Inn in downtown Boise. If you know the guest room number you are trying to reach, you may enter it now.
Please hold. Hello?
Hello there.
Yeah? Who is this?
I was transferred to you to pay for an order. Are you expecting this?
An order?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
One of your friends, it's just a pizza place. Someone called, made an order, and said they would connect me to the person that was paying.
I don't. You got the wrong person. I never ordered.
That's no problem, man.
Okay.
That's no
problem.
Have a good night.
I'm going to call the police. Please hold. Hello?
Hi. Are you, David?
Yeah, why?
I'm told that you're gonna pay for a dinner,
Who?
This is Oriental Express. And,
what are you talking about? I didn't order no pizza.
Yeah.
Who is this?
No. Oriental Express? Hello?
Who is this?
This is Chow with Oriental Express, downtown Boise.
And what do you do?
No, this is a restaurant. What is it? Did he call?
No, his friend called. This person called saying that David, whoever's talking to.
Are you David?
Well, who is this? What's the name of this place?
This is Oriental Express, downtown Boise. And Lee is calling to order. And...
Oregon's Express?
And you're going to pick it up. Is that true?
I'm
not the person.
Oh, you're not the person. Okay, thank you.
Stop calling here, because I'm going to call the police.
Oh, stop calling.
Please hold. Hello?
Hi, this is Amy with Romeo's Pizza and Pasta.
Who?
Is this David?
I never order anything. Stop calling. You know my last name at all? What?
A gentleman named Lee just placed an order with me, and he was transferring me over to your room. He said you were going to be the one purchasing it.
No, he's got the wrong David. Did he say whose last name it is? I don't know anybody in this place.
Okay. I'll call him.
I don't hang around with low-class people. This person's stuff is not all there. He must be on drugs. Because I don't hang around with these type of people. I don't even mingle in this motel. Only person that knows me here is next door to me. Only person I talk to. The rest I don't talk to. Because they're not my type of people. They're white trash. So, because the people I know are in show business. Those are the only people I know. Big actors and directors. That's who I hang around with. So, I don't hang around with low-class people. So, don't call here anymore, because the police is going to come down next. Because they keep doing this. And they've done this the other day, 3-4 times, calling my room. It's the wrong person. I'm David, but I don't pay people's food. Okay? I have my own money. I don't pay for people. Anyway. The only person I pay for is in L.A., okay? My friends, and they pay for me. So tell that guy to get the right person, or get off the drugs, or call the police on him. Okay, bye.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this is Dustin at DHL. And we got some cargo here that was attempted to be delivered. No one answered the door.
No, you don't have to. You just open up the white metal door and just put it inside.
Well, this one's from Guam. It's a little bit different.
What is it?
Cabling from Guam, and it's COD, and we need you up here, front and center with an ID.
Oh, I can't. You're going to have to do something.
Okay, yeah, that's the alarm. We got to get this resolved tonight.
What is all that noise in the background?
We're on the docks over by the water.
Oh, all right. All right, and it's COD? I didn't buy anything.
That's none of my affair.
All right, well, send it back. Thanks a lot.
We'll be out there in 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Well, no, you're going to get no money. That's it.
We want a check cut or a PayPal payment.
But you're not going to get nothing.
Well, sir, you haven't even looked at the goods inside.
I don't want it.
What's all that noise up there?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dustin at DHL Shipping. What appears to be the trouble up here?
I have no idea. I have. You told me that you had some stuff that we're supposed to get and we're supposed to pay for. I have not ordered anything.
I have ordered. It's a Christmas gift. Hold on a second.
We've got four boxes from Guam sitting here.
All right, hold on a minute. This is my wife.
Okay. Hello?
Now, what in the heck's going on up over here?
I have no idea. I've been gone shopping. Dick, what's going on? You need to tell me.
Okay, I got you. I see. I got you.
I see. I understand.
It has nothing to do with you, I don't think.
I got you.
I want to talk
to you. Honey, I ordered some stuff.
Yeah, but where is this coming from?
This is coming from Guam.
Did you order something from Guam?
From Guam? Hold on. Okay. Hello?
Yeah. This is Dustin, a DHL colleague.
Yes, Dustin.
I need to see some ID tonight.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. My husband doesn't know what you're talking about. Is there what are you talking about? My husband is a professional musician. He is Dick Dale, King of the Surf Guitar. And we don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Well, this stuff has come a long way by boat. Do you understand?
We don't understand this. First of all, I thought you were talking about Christmas stuff that I just recently ordered, little things. I didn't know you were talking about wires from Guam. And I don't know who would have ordered it because Dick is a professional. I mean, he wouldn't order something and tell you that he didn't order it. I mean, that would be a hell of a thing to do to somebody like that. So I don't understand what's going on. I just got home.
It's a fucking scam.
It's a scam? Oh, okay. All right.
It's not
He's
a scam.
Saying it's a scam.
Just hang.
Okay, I'm hanging
I
up.
Need a check.
I want to talk to the That has nothing to do with me or anybody else.
Well, I think I can read my own handwriting, sir. I can see what's on the screen.
What's on the screen?
It says detailed description of contents. This came from Guam by boat. I need a check. We've been out there twice. You know, quit horsing around.
Don't tell me about horsing around, pal. Okay?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
So don't give me that crap.
What's going
I didn't order
over
anything
there?
From Guam. I got no money. I bought nothing from Guam. I have no cases or cable, so don't say I'm messing around, okay?
I need $4,200.
You get it from someplace else, okay? That's it. Don't call
me
anymore.
I need to talk to your wife.
Don't call me anymore.
NBS Electronics.
Yes, I'm Swanson.
You're Swanson? What do you want?
We're sponsoring Julian Assange with WikiLeaks, and we're looking for sponsors today.
You're sponsoring Julian Assange?
Yes, we are, sir.
And you'd like to have money to buy hand grenades to blow his fucking ass to hell where he belongs, right? Well, I'd be glad to give you some for that, but you don't get a fucking nickel for me for anything else, so go fuck your commie self.
NBS Electronics.
This is Salazar speaking, and I was wondering if you consider repairing my leaf blower.
I don't think so. I fix guitar amplifiers.
Hey, fella, maybe you'd rather look at my flamethrower. How's that sound?
You're welcome to bring it in and give it a shot. I got something that could probably permanently fix anything you bring in here.
You do?
Yeah, it's called a Taurus Judge.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I'll bring my flamethrower in there and then we can get her worked out.
Sure, whatever you want to do.
Because I'm fired up.
What's got you fired up?
Well, you tell a man you ain't going to help him with his repair, and your sign says repair, plain as day.
Well, yeah, it also says NBS Electronics. I don't know what I can do for you where a leaf blower is concerned.
Forget the leaf blower. I'm bringing my flamethrower in there. 5-10 minutes from now.
Okay. We'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, you better sit tight, Charlie.
Oh, I'll sit tight, asshole.
I don't know what your hours are, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I'm open right fucking now, man. You got a beef with me, bring it fucking on, okay? I don't know who the fuck you are or what your fucking problem is, but if you want to come in here and start some shit, I got something in my pocket that will deal with it. Trust me.
Look, I call a man about a leaf blower, and you're jerking me around, fella.
I don't give a fuck about your leaf blower. I don't work on leaf blowers. I'm an electronics technician. That's what I do. You got something electronic needs to be fixed, I'll fix it.
I got an air compressor I'll bring in there.
I don't give a shit what you bring in here, man. Quit wasting my fucking time. You're an idiot. NBS Electronics.
You work on a belt sander up there?
No, I sure don't.
Well, just take a look at Sears Roebuck.
You know, if you don't stop this, I'm giving your number to the fucking FBI. You're an asshole. NBS Electronics.
Hey, this is Harvey over at Sears Roebuck, Southwest Plaza. How are you doing, sir?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, asshole. NBS Electronics.
Hello, this is Cecil.
What's all that noise up there?
I have no idea what that is. I've certainly never heard that on my end before.
What's your level of involvement up there, Charlie?
My level of involvement? I am the head motherfucker in charge of dealing with assholes, and you're obviously one, so you can go fuck yourself.
Hello, my name is Dana. Calling out of Texas. I play the acoustic bass, like the best in the country. I am the best in the country. Performing name is Prince Gemini. We kick out some real funky tunes. This is like a Kakamine 30-year-old bass. Something like that, you know, it's just pretty nice. You know what I mean?
You have reached our Mother of Good Counsel Parish.
Hello?
If this is an emergency requiring the presence of a priest for sacramental purposes,
man,
please listen carefully. We are closed for lunch from 12 until 1.
Yeah, like I said, once so again, this is the hottest guy in the country
message
right now.
CA01MO.
You know what I mean?
We are closed.
I played acoustic bass.
We are closed.
I'm open.
Put a place called Sodom, the modern day Sodom. Stand here in Mount Pleasant.
You're weird.
I mean, I'm sitting in the middle of it with this acoustic, you know what I mean? I do everything.
We did not get your message because of a bad connection. To disconnect, press 1.
Yeah, they make more money. They
don't really do stuff like that.
But I want to put it out to the world.
For video star.
Live here in Mount Pleasant.
I might call you.
This one is that. I mean, the best acoustic player in the world.
You lost your creep.
I'm open. I'm open right, fucking down. I'm open right, fucking down. I'm open.
yeah. I'm might be a little mixed breed, Zach, you know.
You having a nice time?
I had to open the door to let the cages out, because the sensors, you know what I mean? They might pick up and do too much.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Huh?
I hope they slow down so they can catch the next zone, you know what I mean? Live from the Palladium.
We only hire corn actors here.
It's the best acoustic player in the world.
We're very selective.
No, you see them all over the world.
I'm actually booking a limo for you right now.
I do everything.
Sir, your limo is ready.
I'm surprised you haven't heard about me already.
Go outside and you'll see. Step outside, you'll see.
Hello?
It's not available.
I'm open.
Boom.
Is this him?
Danny Zuko turned jock.
He talking to me this whole time?
Hello?
Hi, it's Jackson. I'm calling about a painting job that's coming up.
This is not a business. My last name is Painter.
Just the same. It's next weekend, and we do pay everybody a stipend.
I have two jobs, and I just don't have time to do that. Hello?
Hi, it's Jackson.
Jackson, take this number off your list. Do not call me again.
Whoa. We'd love to count on you.
We'd love to count on you next weekend. It's Jackson, miss. I'm just trying...
Jackson, if you call me again, I'm going to call the law and tell them you're harassing me. Have you got that?
No.
Yes. Do not call me again.
This
is that clear?
This is Jackson. I'm trying to talk to you about painting, Miss Painter.
And I'm trying to tell you that you're harassing me, and I don't want to talk to you, and I will call the law.
It's for the community.
Hello?
Don't you see, Mrs. Painter? Can't you see? Wow. We're signing you up for 2 hours for next Saturday.
No, you're not signing me up for anything. What is your last name, and who are you with, and you give me a phone number?
What?
And I'll call you back. How's that?
It's for the community betterment, ma'am. Can't you see?
It's not for the community betterment. You're doing something here.
Don't you see?
I'm going to call the phone company, and then I'm going to call the law. Okay?
Can't you see what you've been doing to the community?
You know what? I can see what you're doing to me. And I don't know who you are, and I don't know what this is about, but I don't think this is right. Do not ever call this number ever again.
Can't you see? Don't you see?
This is stupid.
Lady. Hey, Don. What's going on?
What?
Hey, Don. What's going on?
Who's this?
What's going on? It's Jackson.
Who's Jackson?
I need a writer.
A writer?
Hey, Don.
Who are you? What is this?
I'm Jackson. I need a writer.
A writer?
A writer, yeah.
A writer, yeah.
A writer, yeah. A writer, yeah. Yeah. I got you in mind. Hey, Don. Right?
this is a very strange phone call.
I got you in mind.
Yeah. How'd you get this number?
From KCET.
KCET?
Public TV.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Hey, Don, come on.
Who are you, though? This is... really weird.
I used to work for Rubbermaid. Trash cans and paper bags and plastic
bags. I wonder who the hell this is.
Well, hey, Don, what's going on, right?
Hey, Jackson, what's going on?
I need a writer.
Yeah. I can't figure out who the heck you are.
I got
Let me give you my associate. Talk to my associate for a minute.
Hello?
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Who are you?
I'm with KCET.
KCET?
Television station. Television station? What?
So where is Don? Does he even know what's going on?
This sounds like a sound institution. Hollywood has sound institution. We walk through there.
Can you ask Don what's going on? You know what's going on. Hey, Don.
That sounds like a movie. That's like a movie sound. Yeah, well, this sounds like a watch a movie.
I'm on Channel 6 right now.
I'm on Channel 6.
I got a telethon for Don to figure out what's going on.
And I appreciate you. What? you make a happy Sunday morning.
It's a telethon for Dan. Well, you tell Don that I'm move along.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
This is Monty up at Sears Roebuck.
At where?
Sears.
Okay.
You hear? You hear? And we got a real big promotion this weekend coming up on all our bathtubs and wash basins.
Okay.
So won't you come up and try them out and get cleaned off and check it out?
You know where I am?
Well, we'd love to count on you. We got locations in Burbank and Glendale and here and there and everywhere.
I'm in Dana Point, and the closest one to me is San Clemente. I'll go to the one in San Clemente.
That sounds good. And we'll get up there, we'll wash you off, and we'll scrub you down, okay? What time are you looking at?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock on Saturday. Real good. I'm Monty. I'll be there. I'm going to inspect you up and down, head to foot. Wash you off. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in San Clemente, so that means I need a little gas money to meet you out there. I'm your sales rep. Any way you could PayPal me some gas money before Saturday?
What? How did you get my telephone number?
Just so I can meet you in time. I want to be on time. You know, I don't want to be late.
How can you? Do you know who you're calling?
Of course.
Who are you calling?
I'm Monty at Sears Roebuck. We're going to wash you off.
Do you know who you're calling, Monty?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do.
And who is this?
I'm Monty at Sears Roebuck.
Who are you speaking to, Monty?
Ma'am, we're going to bathe you. We're going to take care of you. We're going to treat you right.
What? I think you have the wrong number.
No.
What?
Hi, this is Monty.
Monty at Sears?
Yeah, right.
I don't shop at Sears anymore ever since they merged with Kmart. Absolutely not.
Big discounts.
Big deal. Big won't happen. Nope. Don't care. Not going to happen. I won't be there.
Just take my email address. Send me a small deposit.
You should live so long, I'm going to give you my email address.
From Rock and Talk, this is Misty.
Hi, this is Hubbard. I was looking for a pair of rug munchkins in 13
Sorry?
And a half. That's the style name.
Rug munchkins. Are you... Who is this and what are you calling? What are you looking for?
Footwear. My name's Hubbard.
Hubbard? And you're looking for socks? We carry Rock and Socks.
Could I get outfitted in some of those? Or
in Rock and Socks? Sure.
13 and a half, 14, 14 and a half.
Is that your shoe size?
Yeah, my sock size.
Your sock.
So, do you quarter size increments at all?
No, we carry some socks that would fit you. They probably will be a little bit on the small side. Be mindful of that.
So,
it's
because my feet are so big, right?
Because my feet are so big, is what you're saying?
Yes.
So, I'll be mindful of that. Don't you worry. Now, what about the rug munchkin thing?
Rug munchkin. I've never heard of that before. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's very fuzzy. Very fuzzy style. I like to slip them on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, no, our socks are just regular thin striped socks.
What if I wanted to see it before I buy it? Kind of just try it on. I heard about the rag munchkin. I'm not sure if it's the style for me, but ow.
Your reception is really strange. I'm having a very difficult time hearing you. Huh. We will be exhibiting in San Francisco on Sunday, September 18th.
I'm going to go to the wharf. You guys recycle, right?
We use recycled materials, yes. I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Every other word you're saying is garbled and weird to me, and I'm not quite sure what you're wanting.
Just slip some socks on my feet, and then we'll be good to go.
What was that?
Ow. Ow. Come
That's
on.
Not what we're looking for here.
What are you looking for?
I mean, what did you think we were looking for?
Give me a chance, Sarah. I'm delightful. I'm going to delight everybody.
What is up with your phone? You're not the police.
What?
Hello.
Hi. My name's Stanley. I got your number from a neighbor.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I lost a hubcap up there by your house. And
Wait a second. Who are you calling? Let's see if you got the right person.
Yeah. I got a Daihatsu. I was driving by and the hubcap flew clean off of my car.
Yeah, but where was this located? Where, what address and what city?
Oh, gosh. I'm
just
real
give
bad.
Me the city.
Yeah, I'm real bad.
No, what so, city were you in? What area?
Well, I live in Monrovia, so.
Well, see, I'm not in Monrovia. I'm in,
I didn't say you were, but I was
okay,
driving
well,
around
you
there.
Said Monrovia, but I'm not Monrovia.
I didn't say you were. You asked me where do I live.
Okay, no, that's one. Okay. That's all right. Just keep going. Tell me more
so
about
I'm
it.
I'm driving
you
down the street.
Address, yeah. Left there, right?
So I'm driving down the road. A car drives by, and there was a slight collision.
Yeah.
And the hubcap shoots off my car, ricochets off their car. And then the next thing I know, I'm without a hubcap. I come back
I'll
later.
Be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it turns out your neighbor was standing outside, and they gave me your number and said give him a call, and he'll go out there and fish it out for me.
Well, who was the person you talked to?
Simmons, I think.
Was he driving a bicycle?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a $400 hubcap.
Well, I don't know what I can do. I'm upset that you have a lost hubcap like that. That's too bad.
You know what a hubcap looks like, right?
Sure, I know all about hubcaps. Some of them are very expensive. I'm certainly on your side.
Try $450.
Do you have insurance?
No, but don't turn me in.
Well, I'm not turning anybody in. I just said if you have insurance, it'd be better. I don't know that there's anything I can do. For me to be able to help you, this is something I can't do.
Maybe you could help reimburse me. I mean, it's your property.
It's my property?
Or maybe we could split the difference.
Well, what do I have to do with the hubcap? I wasn't there.
$225.
Well, I mean, what are you telling me that I owe anybody or I should give you or whatever? $225 for what? What did I do that
your
requires
property.
Me or in some good do faith that I was some kind of angel or something like that to pay you $225?
It's your property. End of story.
It's your property.
It's not my property,
it's
sir.
It's your property.
It's not my property. I don't know what you're talking about.
Give me
I don't live in a house.
This is a valuable hubcap, dude.
Well, listen, I'm going to sign off. I'm sorry. It's not my property.
I'm going to get my hubcap back. Or you're going to cut me a check. You got it?
No, I don't got it at all. Well, I'm not going to do
check.
Either one.
You're going to cut me a check.
I'm going to tell you goodbye.
You're going to cut me a check.
You got the wrong guy. Now. I'm signing off. So goodbye.
There really is so much to see and do. The special deals and packages make you want to stay just a little longer. So you can take it all in. But don't worry. There's plenty of room.
Good evening, Tantafis. My name is Javier. How may I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to get 3 suites for 3 lizards.
For 3 lizards, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, unfortunately, we cannot accommodate animals in the rooms.
Well, they're amphibians, actually.
Yeah, I know it, but that's something that should actually be authorized in any case by one of my managers, actually, up to them.
Will you massage a lizard?
massage. The lizards is something that need to be checked by the executive team of the hotel.
Okay.
If they will agree with that or they won't. But unfortunately, none of them is here right now as it's 2 a.m. in the morning.
How do you massage a lizard?
How do we massage the lizards?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know exactly, to be honest. I've actually never had one of them. So I don't know how do they massage this kind of the lizards.
Like massage its ribs?
Oh, I don't know how do they massage the lizard.
How about a cobra?
Actually, I'm 99% sure that we cannot put this kind of animals inside the hotel, sir. Like cobras, lizards, and all these things. I could actually almost guarantee.
Will you talk to my leader?
Yeah, of course. If you would like me, I can talk to your leader if you like.
Talk to my leader.
Yeah, perfect.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? So, how come it is that the further in you go, the bigger it gets?
Hi, sir. You there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm listening like strange noises, and I don't know if this is a real call or this is like a joke to the hotels. I'm sorry about it, but it's very strange. I'm listening to like really strange noises. I know somebody was asking me some questions.
Let me hand you over to my leader one more time.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Sir.
That was like an introduction.
Is this a real call, or are you...
Yes.
Because right now, I don't exactly know what's going on. And it's actually very strange questions, the one that you're asking me. At the meantime, I'm listening like very strange noises at the phone, and this is actually not normal. I'm sorry about it. But I think there is a small misunderstanding within this call.
Stuff which looked like orange mothballs.
Sir, if I keep listening to this song, I'm going to hang off the call because I'm listening to very strange noises. I don't know if this is a real call or if it's not.
Will you massage the lizards or...?
But is that kind of a joke or anything, sir? Because I don't understand, like, massage the lizards? I don't know anybody who massage the lizards.
On their ribs.
I'll give you my email address. I will forward it to the concierge. I will make sure that we will massage the lizard if they can find anyone who can do it.
Good, good. Here, let's see what my leader has to say.
And I fell through the chrysanthemum.
Sir, do you mind if I really give it to you?
Don't
the email address?
What was happening was that there were a lot of beings in there.
Sorry, but I'm still listening on these strange noises, and it's actually not normal, all the noises that I'm actually listening to. I mean, I don't exactly know which is exactly the question that you have to me. If it's about the lizards, definitely you will send me the email. I will definitely write it down and I will make sure that we send that to our concierge. But I don't know which kind of massage can we do to a lizard, sir. I don't exactly know which kind of massage can we do to a lizard or something like that. But I don't really understand the purpose of this call.
Here, let me give you my leader.
Objects which look like Fabergé eggs from Mars morphing themselves with Mandaean alphabetical structures.
I cannot accommodate lizards or cobras or anything like that, unfortunately. As I told you already, I already said the same answer several times. So as I told you once again, I would need to really hang off the phone because it's a very strange call.
Thank you for calling Cyberfights Wrestling Federation.
Frank speaking.
I got a big old fight coming up.
A fight?
A big fight.
The King of the Deathmatch.
Who are you?
The King of the Deathmatch Tournament.
What?
Why don't you listen up?
Are you talking to me?
Damn straight.
Well, who the hell are you?
I'm coming down there and I'm going to lay everybody to waste.
Oh, fuck you. Get off my phone.
This is our very special guest ring announcer.
I said get off my phone.
The lead singer of Slayer.
Hey, why are you calling me?
Hey, you SOB.
Don't call me an SOB. I'll call the fucking police on you.
Who are you trying to
and
screw?
Don't threaten me.
Kerry King.
Kerry King, a Slayer.
What?
He's gonna whoop you.
Fuck you.
How about I come down there and rip somebody a new one? How's that sound?
How big are you?
About 5'8".
Well, I'm 6'5", and I'm panting 30 pounds, so come on down, okay?
I'm going to come up there with a bullwhip and start swinging it around.
I'll bust you in fucking half, and I'm also a part-time policeman. So after I bust you in half, I'll send your fucking pieces to jail. Now get off my fucking line, you idiot.
And it's been a staple for the Democrat Party, as I say, for 30 years.
Here's
the final summit.
Is that Rush Limbaugh? I'll put you both in a chokehold.
Are you nuts? I'm 6'9", I'm 360 pounds. And come on in and try chokehold on me, okay?
I'll take you out, big guy.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm coming up there with my death grip and apply it to your throat. How's that sound?
Hey, fuck off, you idiot.
What you are about to hear...
We're a national chain.
Our actual telephone conversations...
Everything we carry...
The people at the other end of the line had no idea what was going on...
Goes through Minneapolis first.
This is a record of how they responded.
Other than that, you...
Oops.
Are you recording this?
Whoa!
Are you serious about this whole thing? What the
hell are you doing?
Are you serious?
That's kind of pretty poor getting started,
ain't
it?
Fuck it.
Pitch back!
Minneapolis.
Can you hear me?
Did you hear what I said? I said I did not hear what I said. Not said what I did not. I don't know what I said. I said I did not hear what I said. I did not order no turtle shit from you.
Well, we caught a big turtle, and that darn turtle got me by the finger. And you know what? I had to wait till it thundered before I could get that darn turtle in from my finger.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, how did you get that down? Who did you get locked out of?
The leader.
You know what, motherfucker? Just miss me with all that bullshit.
Hello, this is a collect call from an incarcerated inmate whose name is...
This is Alex from Radio Station Coast 103. We want to make your dreams come true.
In the North County Correctional Facility.
Listen at 5:05 a.m.,
7:05
a.m., 9:05 a.m., 1:05 p.m., and 5:05 p.m.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I still don't know if you're serious about the whole situation, to be perfectly frank with you.
Hello?
You got about 9,500 fish.
What?
Where they just sit there stacked up.
What?
And you want them creating tricks?
I think you've missed dial.
You want this phone to be captured.
This is an odd call.
I have no idea where you're coming from.
My picture?
But when you say
what
you
is my
that
picture?
Right, I don't know where you're coming from.
I don't have my picture in a parking garage.
What am I looking at?
There's some weird voice distortion going
and
on.
And what are we talking about?
All of it.
Hi, this is Francois over at Lip Smackers. How you doing?
Fine. What's up, Lip Smackers? What's up?
We're a pop-up bounce house here in the neighborhood, and we're inviting everyone down. We got a bounce house going.
A bounce house going?
Yes, sir.
What do they do at the bounce house?
Oh, we got people jumping up and down.
Just jumping up and down?
It's a haunted bounce house.
A haunted bounce house? Wow.
So get on down here and jump up and down for a while, and then we'll send you on your way.
Okay. Well, we can't do anything today because I got to go around and pay my bills.
Well, it's only happening today, sir.
Okay. Well, if I have the time, I'll come down to it.
You come down. We'll get you in there. We got balls all over the place. Real big.
Okay.
We'll bounce you around a little bit. Sound good?
Okay. If I have the time. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll get shaved and washed and go around and pay my phone bills so my phone doesn't get shut off.
Get cleaned up, and we'll strip you down, and we'll bounce you around a little bit.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi, it's Francois.
Yeah, what's up?
Lip Smackers. can you turn down your stereo? This is Lip Smackers.
Don't tell me I'm in a restaurant. I can't do that. I can stand outside to see what you want.
Yeah, let's try that. Because this is Lip Smackers calling.
Where is Lip Smacker from where?
Yeah, and we need a donation and a contribution tonight.
I don't have any money. I just paid my rent and I'm broke. My sister was homeless and I had to pay for her to stay in this Hotel 6. I don't have any money.
We got a bounce house, sir, and we waited for you to show up, and you did not show up.
I don't have... I had that interview I had to go on, and it was very long. I'm unemployed now. Why don't you get my number anyway?
Why don't we come by and bounce you around a little bit, see how you like it?
No, I don't think this is going to work.
Hey, listen up, man. How about we knock you around a little bit?
And why don't you, I call the police and knock you in jail? Bye.
Hello?
Yes. This is Sasha.
What?
I'm your neighbor, Sasha. I just need a little help today. I'm sorry it's short notice. We got a runaway kite up here.
A runaway what? Kite?
Yeah, kite. K-I-T-E.
Where do you live? Where are you calling? Who are you calling?
I need a hand real quick. I can give you $5, $10.
I have no idea what you're talking. Who are you talking? Do you know who you're talking to?
Well, yeah, I just live adjacent to you, and I'm out here, and we got this runaway kite. It'd be a real big favor. I consider it a big help.
A runaway kite. Are you in 29 Palms?
Yeah. So no. Just get up, get dressed, get outside.
I cannot get up and get dressed. I'm in a medical condition, okay?
Well, this is a valuable kite, sir.
I cannot get up. Don't you understand that? I'm bedridden.
Oh, well, it'd be good for you, wouldn't it?
No. You better be careful on this property because you'll get shot.
Just get up and get dressed, fella.
Don't talk to me that way, pal.
I offered you $15 fair and square.
I don't need your goddamn money, okay? Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, are you guys on Facebook at all?
No, my computer's down.
Oh. Hey, well, listen, we got a runaway kite out here. We got a little bit of a situation here.
Who's this?
Sasha.
So, Scotia.
Just put on some dungarees or something and lend a hand, won't you?
I don't know what this is all about.
We got a real valuable kite up in the air. It's the neighborly thing to do, is lend a hand.
Well, where's it at?
It's up in the air, of course.
But whereabouts?
Due north. All right, so just put on some boots and get with the program, okay?
Well, I can't do that. I can't come out. I've got people working here on my house, and I need to be here. I can't do it.
Get up, get dressed, and get in gear, because this kite's flying away.
Well, what about I don't know anything about catching a kite. I don't have a vehicle that I can go off the road with.
We got a hot air balloon. We're going to send you up there.
I still don't know what the hell you're talking about. I really don't.
You're wasting valuable time here. Quit dilly-dallying around.
Who's this?
Sasha.
Sasha who?
Well, how about you give me $5, $10 then to get somebody else to help me?
Well, I ain't going to give nobody any money. I don't even know what the hell this is all about. Seeing there's a kite, a balloon, or something loose. I have no reason to be out there involved in it.
You're my neighbor. Why don't you quiet your bird down and get outside and get involved here?
I ain't going to get out and run around out in the damn desert in this heat.
You can and you will.
Hey, don't tell me I will.
Well, get involved.
I don't know who the hell you are, so you just get off my goddamn telephone.
Get involved, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm involved. I'll be involved if you don't quit fucking with me.
Get out here.
Hello.
How can I help you?
I don't know. You call me.
Oh, I see.
This is Elmo Slaughter. I'm calling from Cave of the Winds.
Never heard of it.
It's a magical labyrinthian attraction.
Oh.
Magnificent. Hmm. Real magnificent.
Cave of the Winds.
And we're up here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. Oh.
What number were you calling?
This is Elmo Slaughter calling.
Cave of the Winds.
Well, that's funny. I'm a police news reporter, and the goddamn telephone number is coming in 308-5945. Anthony. so you must be calling the wrong goddamn person here.
Well, I need some help up here, big guy.
I don't know who the hell you are.
I'm Elmo with Cave of the Winds, and we've unearthed numerous scrolls
that need to be interpreted.
Go back and join Obama, Hitler Obama, and don't use this goddamn telephone number because it's already registered.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
You gonna... Are you sick, you son of a bitch?
Good afternoon, so I'm going to assist you.
My dad said that he was God.
Okay.
And suddenly, I was forced down on the floor, and all I could do was
That what it felt like when you were falling?
It wasn't. I swear it.
Yeah?
We are naked and unashamed.
I don't want to hear about it.
This means literally, physically naked.
Why don't you, like, back scratch that shit and put it on the internet, bro?
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Hey.
Hello?
Where are my backing tracks?
Backing tracks, just looking for
time. Oh, no. I think we have a bad connection. You sound all, like, robotic.
Where are my backing tracks?
I can't hear you. Give us your phone number, we'll call you back. You're breaking up on us.
I need Ogvorbis tracks stacked.
Hold on a minute.
Give me your phone number, I'll call you back. It's a really bad connection.
I need the Ogvorbis tracks.
Ogvorbis tracks. O-G-V-O-R-B-I-S?
Yes.
Ogvorbis tracks.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Can I have your phone number because you're breaking up?
I submitted these things over 3 weeks ago. And I haven't received anything back.
Okay, sir, again, you're breaking up on me. Can you give me your phone number so I can call you back?
310.
Yep.
8227.
That's our phone number, sir. I'm looking for your phone number.
What part aren't you understanding?
Because it's breaking up, and I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Look,
if you can't give me your phone number to call you back, then
pal,
we can't continue the conversation.
Fella, I gave you the phone number, fella.
Thanks for calling.
I need some composite tracks.
Okay, sir, there's something wrong with your phone. Are you playing a joke on me?
Absolutely not.
You
are playing a joke on me. Are you disabled? Do you have a vocal problem or something? You're communicating through a computer? What's going on with the... What are you doing on this phone call that you're making everything so weird? Can I have your phone number and I'll call you back?
You ready?
Go ahead.
310-82.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, you're giving me my phone number. That's not working. What number can I reach you at?
Listen to me here.
Can I have your phone number so I can call you back? This is the last time I'm going to ask you. If you don't do that, then we can't communicate.
Hey,
can I call you back?
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you're fucking not giving me the information I'm asking for, which is the phone number to call you back at.
Why are you fucking cursing?
If you don't have any life and this is how you're having fun, that's great. If you want to have a serious conversation, give me the phone number to call you back on.
Why are you fucking swearing at me?
Because you're fucking using some kind of vocal effects on this phone call. If this is a game, then I don't have time for it. If you want to give me the phone number that you called here,
tough guy.
What phone number can I call you back on?
310.
Yes?
8227.
Thank you for calling.
Again?
Hello. What's the deal here?
My files.
My missing files.
This is LAPD homicide. You must have a wrong number.
Homicide.
Thanks for calling.
Hey! God damn it, baby, annoying laughter. I'm only going to tell you one time.
That turns me on so much.
Yeah!
You turn me on so much. Who is this?
My name's Curtis. I was trying to get some rates.
Curtis, what kind of rates do you want?
I got a band.
Okay. And, well, what kind of, do you want a track, or what kind of room are you looking for?
No!
Curtis?
Yeah!
Curtis, can you talk to me, or are you going to stick around here?
Yeah!
Okay, goodbye. Dick for brain.
Yes, hello. My name is Joshua Smith. I write music, and I want to know, who can I talk to get my music out there where I'm from famous? So please call back. My name is Joshua Smith. All right, bye.
Hello?
Yeah, put Joshua on.
Why are you trying to get in touch with him?
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
No.
I'm dirt. Put Josh on.
You know what? Don't call my phone again, and regardless whether you call from private number or not, I'll still find out where your number's coming from. Let me catch talking to my son again.
You won't.
Well, good. Don't call then.
I won't.
Good. Bye. Hello?
It's Josh there.
What's here, Dirk? Is that your real name?
Yes, Dirk.
Hey, Dirk. With a name like that, I think you need to put those on.
I'm Dirk.
If you are, something's wrong with your mama for naming you Dirk. Go call your mama and talk to your mama.
You talk to her.
Put her on the phone. I'd gladly talk to her.
I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you. Put her on the phone. I'd gladly talk to her.
Put Josh on.
Yeah, you're putting Josh on. You ain't talking to Josh. How about that? Hold on. Can you tell him to leave my phone alone?
Is he on here right now?
Yeah, his name's Dirk.
Dirk?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Harahan Police Officer Feely. All right? Can you stop calling this phone number, okay? What you're doing is against the law. If you continue to call this phone number after I told you to stop, I mean, we're going to pursue charges, okay?
Not okay.
No? Well, are you going to stop calling?
No.
No? All right, well, keep it up then, and we'll handle it from there, okay?
Nah. You won't.
No?
No.
What's wrong with you, Dirk? You okay?
No.
No? You have anything else to say other than no?
Put Josh on the phone.
Who?
Josh.
There is no Josh.
Josh is my son.
That's your son?
He's a minor.
Okay. Whose phone is this?
That's my phone.
It's your phone?
And he keeps calling from a private number.
So you can't tell what number he's calling from? Yeah, you can. We'll find out. Dirk? Stop calling this phone.
Hello?
Hi, put Joshua on.
Who is this?
Dirk.
Okay, Dirk, where do you know Josh from?
We sing together.
Y'all sing together?
Yup.
How old are you, Dirk?
11.
You ain't no damn 11. Let me tell you something. You're playing stupid, foolish games. And do not call my son, period. And if you do, then I'm going to call the police.
Put Joshua on.
Fucking kid. Yeah?
Hey, Joshua.
No, it's not. It's his mother.
How do I sound?
You're going to keep calling my damn phone?
Just tell me how good I sound.
No. You know what? You're full of shit. Hello?
Hi, put Joshua on.
Dirk, what don't you understand about calling my motherfucking phone, dude?
Here, listen to me sing.
You know what? You're full of shit, okay? And I'm letting you know, I already had a problem with you before. Stop calling my fucking phone.
I'm a good singer.
Hello? What the hell do you want, Turk?
Just listen to me sing.
What part are you not getting? Huh?
What?
What part are you not getting?
What part are you not You're getting?
Fucking, well, what the fuck is your name on Facebook? Because that's where you got it from. So you don't care about the authority, I guess, right?
Listen,
you think I'm playing games with you? Do you think I'm playing games with you?
You waving your magic wand at me?
You know what? You sound like a faggot.
Thank you for calling Zero Records on Eastern. This is William. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Benedict. And I'm looking for Nosferatu, the deadliest foe.
Nosferatu? Is that an artist or a movie?
It's a freaking band, dude.
Hey, you don't gotta get lippy with me, bud. What's your deal, man?
Well, can you hear me or what?
Yeah, I can.
Nosferatu, the deadliest foe.
No, I'm not seeing that listening on a computer.
Don't mess with me, man.
What's your deal, man? Do you want me to help you find this CD or not?
I'm gonna scratch my record and get a complete refund, man.
No, you're definitely not.
Tell
me that right now. Yeah, because it's actually a manager that you're talking to, not an associate. So if you told me you're gonna come in here with a scratch record, it's definitely not gonna happen.
I'm gonna demand cash.
No, you can demand all you want. We don't give refunds.
Yeah.
So you can do whatever you want, man.
This is freaking Benedict, dude.
I don't know who you are.
That's who I am, dude. You're gonna know all about me.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Not just the wiki me, the real me.
The real you?
Real soon, yeah. Once I come in there. Now. Nosferatu, the deadliest foe.
This is Longmont Potion Castle. What's going on here?
You are crushing it. Are you Employee of the Month or what?
I am Employee of the Month.
Mm. Nailing it. Don't try to mess me around. Don't try to mess me around.
LTC in the house. Looking for Nosferatu. Deadliest foe. They're essential.
Looking for a pole to dance on?
Oh, a dance pole? That I don't carry. I'm an exotic clothing store for men and women, and I do carry toys and novelties. I have all kinds of sexy, exotic stuff.
How about like a vacuum bag gladiator kind of look?
Vacuum bag gladiator look? No. I don't have something like that.
I'm Star Child.
Oh, you're Star Child?
Yeah. Real sexy.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Real exotic.
Yeah.
And I need something sheer.
Well, I got all kinds of sheer stuff.
What do you think of me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look like a spellbound dogfighter kind of thing. How's that freaking sound?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to come out there, I'm going to strip you down, and then we'll check everything out. How's that sound?
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Because, fella, I'm exotic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into a vacuum bag type scenario and really mix things up over there. So you want to shuttle over here? Or?
No. No.
What are you working on over there?
I'm playing a video game on the computer.
I've got a hairstylist here. I've got a dog catcher. We are all set here.
Yeah.
I'm going to demand that you stop this nonsense!
You're great. I love it. This is the most entertaining call. Big, 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 big banana. 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 I have a big one. Big banana. Come in front of me and laugh. Then I will think you're a brave. You fucking motherfucker. You've been phoning us and disturbing us, you bastard. Put the phone down, yeah? I said put the phone down, you motherfucker. You are a shit. I have a big, big, big banana. Big, 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 big, big banana. Sura la la la. You talking like nonsense. You fucking bastard. You are one of the biggest bastards in this world. You fucking bastard. You fucking motherfucker. I have a big, big, big banana. Big, 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 big banana. Big, 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 big banana. Big, 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 big banana. Hey, Sushmarani, I'm here. Sushmarani, by Allah. Kuttar, by Chia. Why, you think this is funny? Why don't you die, you bastard? I will make you laugh. My two fingers on your ass, then I will make you laugh. I can show you, you bastard. Then I can show your sister how to fuck. Yeah, I have a big, big, big banana. Big, 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 big banana. Big, 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 big banana. Big, 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 big banana.
You are fucking a devil, Satan. You know Satan? Go and monk yourself. Get busy. You are fucking devil. You are fucking Satan. Go and monk yourself. Come in front of me, and if it's one to one, I would have fucking fucked you badly.
Big banana. Hello?
Yes.
This
is Ray Ray at United Parcel Service.
Well, I'm on a long-distance phone call. You have a package for me now?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you bring it? I'll come down and pick it up because the elevator's broken.
Well, matter of fact, we were there last night, but you were way too loud last night. You didn't even hear the
doorbell. I was not loud at all. I wasn't even home.
Much too loud.
It wasn't me because I wasn't working last night. That what? Wasn't me.
Fella, this is UPS.
You from UPS, really? I was on a long distance phone call when you called, and I have to call that person back.
That's none of my affair, sir.
I'm going to call UPS to find out what the heck is happening.
I left detailed instructions on your door, and you just disregarded it, huh?
That's not true. That's not true at all. Okay.
Drive out there, and you guys are blasting noise out the door. Yo, hello!
This guy keeps on calling me saying he's from UPS, and he's been at my door several times, and he didn't leave a flyer or anything, and he was very rude to me and abrupt to me. He's a phony. He's a phony. He's very, very abrupt, very mean. You might need to let the police know, because he might be just set up to try to rob me. Hello?
Hi, this is Bri, United Parcel Service. How you doing?
What's up?
Well, we're trying to get this parcel brought to you, and we tried yesterday too, but there was so much noise and sound coming out that we couldn't even get through.
Yeah, is today Tuesday, or what day is today?
It's a bad day to be monkeying around with me.
Okay. So, who are you, and what are you calling about?
Backing up, I'm Bri with United Parcel Service.
Yeah?
And I need to know that you're going to quiet down a little bit so I can do my job tonight, all right?
Well, who's the parcel addressed to?
I'm going to make one more attempt, and if I don't like what I hear and or see, I'm going to just leave the slip.
Who is the parcel addressed to?
I've already been out there twice, and you were way too loud to even hear me.
Hey, do you want to deliver this parcel or don't you?
I'm going to try one more time.
I think you're full of shit, and I think you should go to hell, and I think you shouldn't call here anymore. Fuck off, asshole. Hello?
Hi, this is Ray Ray, United Parcel Service.
Yeah?
And we got a parcel here for you. But listen, we were there last night trying to deliver this stuff, and you guys were making so much noise, no one even answered the doorbell. So
I wasn't making noise. I was in bed.
Oh, I heard all kinds of noise. Oh. Way too loud. I need you to quiet down.
Well, I'm not making any noise.
Well,
there's a television just shut down a little bit.
Turn it down.
Why did you turn off the television?
Go back and unplug it.
No, it's off. You asked me to turn it off. I just turned it off. Don't have that. Do you understand what that means?
Well, keep it off. Okay.
Okay, well, what do you think? I am some kind of idiot.
Well, do you want this package or don't you?
Well, no, but I mean, you're not being very nice to me. I didn't do anything wrong last night. Anyway, I'll shut up and wait for your delivery.
Buddy, just shut up. And,
no, don't say that. That's not, who are you with?
UPS.
Who?
UPS.
The parcel.
Why don't you listen up? This is the same problem we had last night.
What do you mean the same problem? You didn't even see me last night.
Yeah, because you were making way, way, way too much noise. Okay? I'm driving a big, big truck. You can't miss it. And I got three, four heavy boxes here I need your help with.
I'm in bed. I can't do it. I don't get out of bed.
Well, get up. I mean...
No, sir, I can't get out of bed. I'm in bed. I have a restriction on my leg. I can't move.
Oh, you're going to have a lot more restrictions if I don't get this stuff delivered tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You know what I want you to do? I don't think I want the packages. I want it
talk to your supervisor. How long did you fired?
Fired?
Did you hear what I just said? Fired. I don't want to hear talk like that from anybody. Well, you're a ridiculous person.
I need a check drawn, and I need help carrying these frickin' things to your door. Period.
Well, what do you expect me to do that?
I'm commanding you to cut me a check here.
How much?
$1,836.
Where is this from?
It's from Tasmania. Okay? So pipe down, get up, get dressed, come to the door.
No, sir. I don't want to meet you. I don't want to see you.
I was already there twice.
Sir, it's not my fault. Listen, why don't you just turn around? Because I'm not going to deal with you. I'm going to deal with your supervisors. You're way lower than the class that they should have delivering packages to somebody. You shouldn't be working. You shouldn't be there with their representative.
I'm behind the steering wheel right now.
Well, good for you.
I want a check. I want you out of bed.
I'm not giving you a damn check. Give me your damn phone number and your address.
I want you to quiet down.
Now, listen. I'm going to hang up on you in about a minute.
Don't do that.
I don't have a check. I can't get out of bed. And I certainly ain't going to come to you and pick up some kind of packages. Understand what I just said?
This stuff's from Tasmania, fella.
Fella, my name's Mr. Sheen.
What are you, Tasmanian?
No, I'm not answering that question.
Why?
It's none of your damn business why. You're too damn weird to talk to any further, and I'm going to hang up in about a second.
Don't do that.
No, I'm going to do that right now.
Just turn your TV off, be quiet, and...
Yeah, the TV's off. I'm going to hang up. This is one of the most extraordinary telephone calls I have ever had in my life. You're one of the most despicable people I have ever talked to. Now, you got that? Now, turn around and take your damn truck where you came from. Do not deliver this damn package to me because you're too weird to do it, and I don't want to have it. So hang up, and you can say goodbye, and you call me fellow. That's pretty weird. I'm hanging up now, so in like 2 seconds. So let's just cut this phone call off right now. But boy, you're going to be in some real trouble with your superiors and supervisors. Even real trouble. You got it?
We're going to ship you out to Tasmania first thing in the morning.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Sylvester, UPS.
And hello?
Yeah, hello. Jeez.
Well, tell me what you want.
Well, pipe down for a sec. We were there last night. There's way too much commotion coming out. No one even heard the bell. So we're going to just be shipping your parcel back, all right? Just wanted to let you know.
We were home all last night.
Yeah, I know you were there because I was trying to deliver your box.
What time did you try to deliver
all
your box?
All kinds of commotion coming out.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Why don't you just deliver it? I'll be here.
No, it's a little late. I rang and rang and rang the bell, and no one even bothered to answer it. So this thing is going back to the sender.
Wait a minute. But we were here in the kitchen. So who are you delivering this to? Let's get that one straight first.
And it says Pedantic Luddite on there.
I don't know who that is. Just tell me the name of the person you were trying to deliver it to.
I'm Sylvester.
No.
And I have...
You're still not answering the question. Who was the delivery to be made to?
I have never heard so much noise and commotion like
well,
I have...
Well, that doesn't make a damn bit of... That's not answering my question. Who was the delivery made to?
I have never heard as much commotion as I heard last night.
Then you know what? Go to hell. Do what you got to do. It's ridiculous.
There was a huge uproar in there last night.
Oh, for God's sake. Would you just tell me who you're delivering this to?
Unlike,
we don't have anything to talk about.
It was unlike anything I've heard before.
Oh, you know what? Go to hell.
Hello?
Hi, this is Malcolm at United Parcel Service. We have 4 parcels for delivery, but we came by last night, and it was much, much too loud.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling you, and we want to make sure you're going to be quiet before we come back out there.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
I just want you to know we're sending this package back to the sender.
Okay, excuse me. You're calling the wrong number.
I need you to quiet down, okay?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking, we came out there last night and you were way too loud.
You did not come by my house and I don't have no noise in my house tonight.
Loudest thing I ever heard.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Spencer at UPS. I just want to tell you, we're sending this package back to
the
sender.
Excuse me, wait a minute, hold up, excuse me.
You were way too loud.
Okay, wait a minute. You're not calling attention. I don't know the attention you're trying to... Okay, let me calm down. I'm not trying to holler at you, okay?
You better quiet down.
Oh, fuck you, stupid motherfucker.
My name is Kiplet Wiston.
What was your first name?
Kiplet. May I tell you about myself?
Yes.
Yes. I am hearing impaired. I am 14 and a half years old. I live in Thurston, Nebraska. That is in mid-Nebraska. I go to school and I play the guitar.
What are we praying about?
May I make a prayer request?
Yes.
My prayer is that God can help my friend, Carl, who is in gangs and drugs.
You have a friend named Carl who's on drugs. Is that what you want prayer about?
Yes. I am hearing impaired.
Okay. I understand. So we can pray for Carl, for God to remove the addiction of drugs.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and agree and take this to the Lord in prayer for deliverance for Carl, okay?
My name is Kiplet Wiston.
I'm sorry, I got Christian. What was the first name?
Kiplet.
Kiplet?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Kiplet. Let's go ahead and pray for your friend, Carl. Father God, we thank you for Kiplet, Lord, that he is standing in the gap. Father God, we thank you that he wants to pray for his friend, Carl, who is on drugs, Father God. Lord, the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, but you came that Carl would have an abundant life, Father God. We rebuke the hand of the enemy off of Carl, Lord, and we pray that you would cleanse him of the drugs that he is taking, Father God, that you would bind up that sin, Father God, and we place it at the foot of your cross.
And gangs, too.
And who?
Gangs.
Karen?
He is involved in gangs.
All right. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are healing up these we thank you, Lord, that you are healing up these teenagers, Father God. Your word says in 1 John 3, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
Amen.
Father God, amen. We rebuke the hand of the enemy off of these kids right now in the form of any drug, and we just lift you up and praise you and give you all the authority tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Also gangs.
And Karen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, Lord. We thank you for the healing that you're doing for Kiplet and his friends right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Kiplet, we can send you some information on Free Indeed Deliverance?
Yes.
What is your email address?
What? Kiplet@Earth.Friend.
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 Kiplet Friends?
Kiplet@Earth.Friend.
Okay, Kiplet@Earth. Okay. Thank you.
Kiplet@Earth.Friend is my email.
Okay.
Look, and friend, your Christian stance is something I can support. Thank you.
It is something that you'll be able to share with your Christian friends, okay?
Friend.
And for you to share with your friends that are dealing with drugs right now, okay?
Youth gangs.
And Kiplet, what is your mailing address?
It is 39friend@friend.com.
Okay. All right, Kiplet, we're going to send that out to you, okay?
It is 39friend@friend.com. That is the World Wide Web for you.
Okay. You said Amen. 39 friends.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Kiplet.
I am hearing impaired.
I understand. We're going to go ahead and send the email out to you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a good night.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello, and Uno, Sarcagian, Garibaldian. How are you?
All right.
And Uno, Sarcagian, for your rates, please.
What?
Alligator Monday was the holiday I needed your help with.
Who are you calling for?
I wanted to enlist your rates, if I would.
For what?
For service. For Sergio Sarcagian.
What service?
Handmade.
Are you talking about a coffin? What are you talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
With cult resources?
Cult resources? What are you talking about? I'm very confused about this phone call.
The Sarcagians, they've got Alligator Monday on their mind.
I don't know what Alligator Monday is. What are you talking about?
What are you speaking about? Just shoot me an e-lasso. Electronic. Can you at least do that for Sergio Sarcagian? The Desert Diva?
What?
He's a columnist.
Where?
In Pahrump?
I'm completely lost on this whole conversation.
Can't you clue me in?
No, I can't clue you in because I'm completely lost on this whole conversation. Are you talking about a coffin?
I need rates, and I need to have it ready by Alligator Monday. Work something through, or?
I have no idea.
Buckle down here.
I don't even... Who do you want to speak with?
Sarcagian.
There is no Sarcagian.
Most certainly is, and I suggest you familiarize yourself with both he and I. For untold rewards await you.
I really don't think you have the right number, and if you do, you're just... I don't even comprehend what's going on in this conversation.
I needed rates, and I need...
Rates of what?
Specialties.
What specialties?
Alligator Monday.
I don't even know what an Alligator Monday is.
It's coming right up.
Okie dokie.
And what am I looking at?
I have no idea.
You're the specialist.
I'm not the specialist of any kind.
So I could let you know that I specialize in finance. Need you to get real aware of that. Untold assets. So, what, you want to share the splendor, or?
How did you get our number?
On a cork board.
We're on a cork board.
Yes. How about nautical entombment?
We don't do nautical entombment. Can I have your number?
Yeah, it's 888 Witchery.
888 Witchery. Okay, great. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Tap Joe.
Hey there. I needed a hubcap. Need 2-3 of them. On a Pontiac Le Mans. Late 80s. I mean, I got a couple off you, but the things fell plumb off the wheel.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hohokus.
Really? Because it's showing up as a phone, not even in the area. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Your phone is showing up as it's out of the area.
Well, your hubcap flew plumb off my car, and I'm going to need 2-3 replacements from you. Can you hear me loud and clear on that one, Charlie?
Only 2 or 3? Not all 4?
Well, one of them's intact. I'll give you that.
Wow. You must have hit the divider. Now, wait, when did I sell you hubcaps?
You sell a man Le Mans hubcaps that fly plumb off the car, and you're in a heap of trouble. You ask me.
I'm not in any trouble. You're calling from a fake phone.
The hell I am.
You are? I'm going to tell you the number that's showing up, and you tell me if this is your number. Okay. First of all, what's Mummy Napkin?
Sorry, I'm a vocalist.
Well, you better sing a happier song.
What are you trying to say up there?
This is serious. Well, listen to this one.
Okay, how about a complete refund?
I'm not giving you anything.
100%. Cash back.
Nah. What I will do, if you tell me when you're going to appear in concert, I will come to your show and I will cheer for you.
I'm going to send you down to the ground.
Send me to the ground? Nah.
How's that freaking sound there?
Be quiet. Listen, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to let you go.
I'm going to come up there hucking hubcaps left and right.
What about your family priest?
I don't do shit like that.
No? Not what I heard. What's this Mummy Napkin thing anyway? What is that about?
You're going to be hearing bells after I'm done with you.
Be quiet. That's all I ask. I ask nothing else.
Sure, you're not going to like the answer.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm done with you now.
These hubcaps suck, and I'm coming up for a check or a money order.
You're not coming anywhere. You're not even in this state.
I'm in Hohokus right now.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to have to refer this matter to the police department just so they know you called here.
Send me to the liquor department.
You threatened me? I want a record of this. So the number that I'm reporting is, and I'm not saying where this is coming from, 000-012-3456. Sounds fake to me.
You think?
Yeah. But they'll track it.
Sounds like you're off track, if you ask me.
They'll track it. I have one thing to say to you. Goodbye. Yo, Obama.
Hi there. I'm Bjorn with Snarling Couriers. I'm a foot courier. And I've been trying to bring a package over there for the past 3 days, but no one answered the buzzer.
Who are you? Who am I, first of all?
It just says Marvin on there.
Where are you trying to deliver the package to?
Hey, it's cold. I'm on foot. You haven't answered your bell. What do you want from me?
I don't know where you are. I don't live in a town where there's somebody messaging packages around. Where are you located?
Hey, I'm on foot, fella.
Foot where? Up the fucking, your fucking ass, you stupid fucker?
My foot is coming towards you.
God damn it, what the fuck's wrong with you? I want my goddamn package today. I need it bad. I gotta have that stuff in there, you know what I mean? That stuff, I need it. I won't be sick without it.
Hey, buddy, I'm on foot. Okay, show a little respect here.
I'm on foot. I'm down here. So I'm trying to fucking scroll. You didn't bring my goddamn package, so I gotta come down here and try to scroll myself. Jesus, yeah. Fucking Christ.
You're going to be on the ground, is where you're going to be.
I'm on the ground right now, but I'm trying to fly. Hard for this time, motherfucker. Where are you delivering the package to? Because I don't think you're delivering it to the right place.
Sure, I'm going to deliver it to your face.
My face? You wish you would deliver it to my face, baby. I know you do. Woo! I know you are my package. I know what package you are. I got a big package for you, baby. Who are you?
Hey, I'm a foot courier.
Foot courier? Well, where are you currying to? Fucking hot curry. The other day, my impression was hot. Fucking hot curry. Woo!
knock you in your face.
Knock me in my face? Are you going to stand in line for that? Don't be the one knock me in my face.
And I'm a part-time crime fighter.
A part-time crime fighter? A crime fighter? I know you want to settle something. It'll be no crime, though, baby. Mommy ain't got no crime.
I fight frickin' crime, guy.
You are crying. You should be crying. You're on foot. I'd be crying too. I'd be sore if I'm on foot all the time. I'm on foot down here in the ghetto trying to score for you. I'm a package. Good Lord. I'm getting Mommy's a little annoyed now, man. You gotta bring that package.
Nope. This package is going into the dumpster, big guy.
Okay. Bye.
Fine Art, Planet Hollywood, Alan speaking.
Yeah, I need to sell some artwork right away.
You need to sell some artwork right away?
Yes, I do.
Who do you want to sell it to?
Well, you'll be buying it. I just want to know how much I'm looking at.
And who are you?
I'm Kane.
You have to come in. You'll have to come in to one of the stores.
I'm looking for big money. Don't you understand that?
Yeah, but I can't help you. I'm just a sales consultant. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not familiar with what you're doing. You'll have to talk to the sales director.
Look, why don't you just cut me a check or a money order?
I can't do that.
Why?
I'm not qualified to do that. Who am I speaking to again?
Kane.
Hold one second.
This is Karen. Did you ask for me?
I did. I've got Lush Bin.
Okay.
And I need to unload about 35 sculptures immediately.
You have to unload 35 sculptures of Lushpan? He doesn't do sculptures.
Oh, he does today, because I need big money immediately. You got me straight, young lady, or what?
Well, first of all, my name's not Lady. My name's Karen, and I told you that in the beginning of the conversation. So I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway, why are you calling me and fiddling around?
I got here from Jamaica earlier today.
What's your name again?
Kane.
From Jamaica?
I got 1,200 pounds of foam core.
Yeah. Okay. I have your number. I'm going to have it traced back and by the Metro Police here in Las Vegas.
Oh, don't do that.
So I advise you to hang up.
Help shop?
Yeah, I thought you guys were open every day. That's what the sign said.
We are.
Well, the last two Sundays I've been open. I ain't been up there at all. How do you explain that?
I work Sundays. I was here.
No, you weren't. Nobody was there. I was buzzing and beeping and the horn and no one came
out.
What
time?
Well, I was there at different times. I thought you guys said you
were I work on Sundays.
Nobody
was
there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody even came to the door.
What time?
I honked my horn and no one even came outside.
Well, maybe you went to the wrong store because I was here.
Hey, no one even batted an eye, fella. Oh, zero. Jumping up and down.
Okay, I gotta go. Thanks
for
calling.
I need a book.
Bookshop.
Yeah, you guys open up there?
Yes. 365 days a year.
Okay, except the last two Sundays you were closed. So
I was here.
I guess that's 363, but...
Look at this is ridiculous conversation. I was here, and I don't want to stand here listening to this. I was here. I don't know where you went.
I came up there in the pouring rain, and no one even answered the door when I was honking my horn.
What do you mean answer the door? The door is open.
The door was locked, Charlie, and I knocked on it.
Well, then you must have got here late at night.
You must have been taking a big, long break.
Are you talking about Book Alley?
No. I can read the dang sign. It says open every day, plain as day.
I don't know, sir. I don't know what you want, but I have customers waiting, so... What do you want? So
I need some gas money.
Okay, thanks for calling. I've got to go.
This is bogus.
Help shop?
Yeah. Can you tell me the phone number up there?
The one you just called.
Yeah, I didn't see what I was doing.
626-9541.
Now, that's the number I'm calling from?
That's the number you're calling.
Okay, what number am I calling from is what I'm
trying to... How would I know that?
How am I supposed to know?
You have to look at your phone.
I'm looking at it.
Well, but I'm not the operator. I don't have access to your telephone.
What area code are you in? You guys open for business up there?
7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Because I've been up there a couple times.
You keep saying that, but I don't know what you're talking about because we've been here every day.
I knocked on the door. I had cash in hand, and no one even bothered to answer the door.
Yeah, I know. You keep telling me that.
On two occasions I came up there, no one was even there.
Okay.
So give me your phone number so I can
I just
work
gave
this.
It to
give
you.
Me your phone number. That was my phone number.
I gave it to you.
That was
if
my
you call again,
number.
I'm going to call the telephone company.
Why? Well, that's
and
what I need.
Have them trace your call because you're bothering me.
Well, you're not making a lick of sense.
Okay, got to go. bookshop.
Yeah, how late y'all open up there?
Store hours.
10 a.m. to midnight.
Midnight?
You're telling me I come up there at midnight?
I don't know what type of your phone, but I can't understand you.
What's your phone number?
I gave you the phone number, the one you just called.
I don't have the phone number, sir.
I'm going to call the phone company because I don't like what you're up to.
I'm going
to
get them, too. I'll tell
you what. Okay, great. Phone shop.
Yeah, can I get a copy of your store hours by fax?
No, I don't have a fax machine.
Okay, well, what are they, then? You can just tell me. Just tell me.
I don't have a fax machine.
Just tell me by phone.
I don't have a fax. There's no number.
Well, what's the phone number, then?
There's no phone number to a fax machine because I don't have a fax machine.
So you're saying I have to call first before I can fax and tell you that...
I'm sorry, you can't fax. I'm going to suggest that you call the phone company because there's no one here that can help you.
What's the schedule?
10 a.m. till midnight. 7 days a week.
Except Sunday, right?
Sunday it's 11 till midnight.
I was there Sunday and no one was there.
I know, you told me several times. I'm going to hang up now.
What? Just tell me the number, and that's all I need.
You just called the number.
I don't know what I called. How about that?
Well, then you better find out. Bookshop.
Can you just tell me what number I'm calling from?
I don't know what number you're calling from.
Well, just look at the phone and tell me.
You said give you the number you're calling from. I can't look at your phone.
Look at your phone and figure it out.
You have to look at your phone.
Look at your phone. And tell me what.
No, you're going to have to call somebody to get help. Maybe call a lawyer. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I got to go. Bookshop.
Yes, sir. I did want to let you know I'm sending a fax any minute now, so look for that to come through. Now, what's the number to fax to?
There is no number to fax to.
So I use the same number that I just called?
If you want to, but I don't have a fax machine.
Well, where the heck's it going to come out then?
It's not going to come out.
Well,
I don't have a fax machine.
What's the number that I
call?
Why
don't you understand this? I don't understand what your problem is.
Where do I send my information? Where do I send it to?
What information?
The fax number.
I don't have a fax machine.
No, my fax number. I want to send it to you.
I'm going to hang up again. I'm going to call the telephone company.
Tell me something. What's the phone number up there?
No, I'm going to go now.
Rick, I'm going to help you.
Do you carry the turnpike by Gibson?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you carry the turnpike by Gibson?
Tone buddy?
Buddy.
Tone buddy. Let's find out.
Yes.
Is it a guitar?
It is for the hearing impaired.
No, is the tone buddy a guitar?
Yes.
I do not have one in the store. I could probably order it.
I am prepared to bring the full force of the Americans with Disability Act down upon your store.
Okay.
Your establishment has a poor selection if you do not carry the tone buddy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I do not have a tone buddy in stock. I can definitely order one from Gibson.
I will put your face in cyberspace.
You'll do what?
Just because my hearing is impaired, make no mistake, my fists are not impaired.
Okay.
When I am finished giving you a walloping, your face will be impaired.
Okay. Would you like me to take your name and number and see if I can get a tone buddy?
I may only be 14 years old in time years, but in toughness years, I am about 39. Believe me, friend, I may be hearing impaired, but my fists will impair your face when I am done.
Okay, would you like to speak to a manager?
Sir, when I am done with...
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'll put you on hold and get you to the store manager.
I do not know why he put me through to the manager. Do you carry the tone buddy by Gibson?
I don't have the guitar in stock.
It is for the hearing impaired.
That doesn't change the fact I don't have it in stock.
Is there a lead guitarist who can help me?
I'm sorry?
Are you certain this information is correct?
I do not have one in stock.
I will party till I poop.
Alright.
Sir, when I am done with you, it is you who will be not handy capable. I will fucking eat your arms and crack them. Your arms will be handy cracked.
For me to realize what true Guns N' Roses was perceived as by reading something, you know, in the press or some kid at a show. I mean, I know what it's supposed to feel like, I mean, but I never put a label on it. So right now it feels great, but there's been so many changes since that I never even knew what the fuck it was supposed to be. You know, the definitive Guns N' Roses guy. It would take a compilation record put together by the record company for me to even get an idea of what that was supposed to be. And then I would be, that's not fucking right at all. You know, and then I could start to analyze it. When Guns N' Roses actually first started, we persevered. We went from taking all the bullshit and then going from that to working up the shoot. And we worked our asses off, blowing flyers and scamming like crazy. And so we went up the ladder to me what seems like such little teeny tiny steps, physically speaking. But they, you know, the tour was done. And suddenly we were back on the street again. And that was a shock, you know. And like, we didn't even realize where we got to the first song we got. And once we did finally get on a higher level than we would like, now we're just doing the same little steps as we were doing in the early days, only from a different level. It's all been such a fucking long haul. It's hard to look at it. And the whole time it's been a struggle. From the early days all the way to where we are now. We've survived a hell of a lot of shit, and we've worked our asses off to get playing and playing. I think that the best way to control is our sound, and it's not easy, but it's like you grab onto somebody else.
Hello?
Hi, it's William there.
You got the wrong number.
This is Bert.
You got the wrong number.
Yeah, well, dig at this. I don't. I have some scrolls that I need looked at. What do you think of that?
Hey, asshole, you got the wrong number.
Hello?
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 This is Monty. I work with the Public Works Department. We're trying to commission an artist for the public square we got by City Hall.
Who referred you to me?
I got your number off a bulletin board, and I
like what I saw, so I thought we might talk about it.
How come your voice is sounding, like, warped, like it's going through one of those weird keyboards that changes the, like, tempo of the sound of your voice?
No, I'm on a landline.
That's really weird. I've never heard that happen before, except for when somebody's recording it on a keyboard and then presses the weird button to do that. That's strange. Isn't that a little strange?
You must be really artistic.
I am, but I just promise I'm not on acid or anything. It just sounds like that. Maybe it's my cell phone.
Yeah.
So what is it that you would like, and how can I do some kind of public work?
It'd be like a holographic Pegasus.
And sort of a panoramic, prismatic Pegasus.
Yeah, it sounds okay. I just am trying to understand how I would possibly make this. And then the other thing is, if I'd have to put this thing together to come up with a giant holographic Pegasus.
And you're on LSD, you said, correct?
I'm not on LSD. What I'm saying is your voice sounds really weird. And it sounds like super trippy, and I think it might be the phone doing something weird, but I'm not sure because I've never heard this before.
I'm talking about a prismatic Pegasus and a whole holographic synthesis.
sounds incredible. You guys have a speech impediment. I'm sorry I'm making fun of your speech impediment.
That is not polite at all.
Wow, you guys are amazing.
Well, I'm just down here at City Hall trying to find a visual artist. So my suggestion would be to prioritize what you want to do.
Prioritize. Yeah, I'm going to put the holographic Pegasus on the top of my list.
Panoramic synthesis.
They want a panoramic, too. They want it to be panoramic.
It's like a holographic Hercules.
The public will really enjoy that.
Well, how long till we can erect something?
I guess that depends on how much Viagra you take.
It's like a metamorphosis.
It's like a three-dimensional metamorphosis.
Shepherd Fairy is coming up next.
Shepherd Fairy, I'll call him next. My manager used to manage him too, actually.
This is a recording. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
The thing is,
we're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. Call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again, or ask your operator for assistance.
There's no operator
here.
This is a
recording. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you.
Do what God tells you.
Hello?
It wasn't.
Hello?
No.
Hey, yeah, this is me again. Man, you gotta play the acoustic, I'm saying the bass, you know what I mean? I'm sitting out here, Mount Pleasant ripping it like nobody else is ripping it.
It's like a good
condition of bass, real clean and clear, right?
I think
they got it wired up and everything. I see wires and stuff all up in there. This is where you can find all the black entertainers. They been here in East Texas.
Yeah,
I know, you see them all over the world. I got the Pentagon, you know what I'm saying? I'm
probably taking in the country right now. It's local in Tokyo.
At the tone, please record your message.
You know what I mean?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Hunt. I got a bunch of bark.
What?
My name's Hunt.
I might not interest your names.
I got tree bark.
Tree park?
Tree bark off a tree. I got 3 tons of it.
What park? What?
Tree bark off a tree.
Bark?
Bark.
What bark?
Off a tree. You're going to chew it.
What?
You're going to chew that bark.
You idiot. Not cool here. You crazy?
Take the tree bark and chew it.
What tree bark chew it?
Go up to the tree. Start chewing on the back. You got it?
No, I understand. You idiot.
Do it.
I think so.
Do it.
Next time, not cool.
Go to the tree and start chewing.
What is this number, you?
I'm Hunt. I got about 3 tons of tree bark I need to unload. You going to pay me or what?
You idiot. Son of a bitch.
You pay me.
Fucker your mother.
Listen to what I tell you. You go eat the tree bark, fella.
What tree bark? I don't understand. Idiot.
Listen to me.
Hey, son of a bitch. Fuck your mother.
Go chew the tree bark on the tree outside. Chew it.
I don't understand. Hey, idiot.
You're a fool.
Not cool here. Son of a bitch.
You pay me.
Yes.
Do it.
I fuck you your mount. Hey, Gandon.
You're a fool.
I call you now, police. Son of a bitch, fucker your mother.
You pay me and you chew on a tree.
I fuck you your mount, idiot, son of a bitch.
You're a fool.
So, fuck you.